We turn our attention now to the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Secretary General of the United Nations, I am so glad that they are getting involved, because clearly now the issue will be taken care of. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning an attack on a UN school for Palestinian refugees in northern Gaza that killed Palestinians who were seeking refuge there from Israeli shellings, as well as UN staff. Mm-hmm. The UN chief is demanding that Israel and Hamas abide by international humanitarian law during their conflict. In other words, you kids play nice. And said that the two sides should respect, quote, the sanctity of civilian life, the inviolability of UN premises, and protect humanitarian workers. He goes on to say in a statement while he was in Iraq, which was released at UN headquarters, that the circumstances are still unclear about the attack that killed civilians. Uh-huh. But it's very, now we say it's unclear, but he is very quick, as is many news agencies, to blame Israel for civilian deaths on the side of Hamas, the Palestinians in Gaza. The Secretary General says that UN staff are attempting to arrange a humanitarian pause in the hostilities so that civilians could be evacuated. Mm. All right, let's start off with the fact that Hamas is staging attacks from civilian outposts. They are setting up mortars and rocket establishments, schools, hospitals, highly populated civilian areas, thinking that Israel will not attack them because of the civilian targets. Now, Israel has very, very carefully chosen their targets. They have done an amazing campaign of advising civilians to leave the area. Pamphlets dropped into the area, phone calls, text messages. It is amazing what the Israelis have done. But you have to understand that the Israelis put up with this for as long as they were going to. They put up with the shelling, they put up with the attacks, they put up with the cowardly suicide bombings. And the last straw was when three Israeli teens were kidnapped and brutally murdered. That's when Israel said, that's the last straw. It warned the Palestinian people, the civilians, that hell was coming. So those individuals that have chosen to stay, I'm sorry, but you made the choice to stay. I do not like to see civilians hurt in these type of conflicts. But if you want to, if the UN Secretary General was actually concerned about the civilians in the Palestinian areas, then he first would tell the individuals, why are you still here? Get out. Secondly, he would go to Hamas and say, your choice to use innocent men, women, and children as human shields is repugnant. And you deserve to get your ass kicked by the Israelis for this type of action. But I'm sorry, the UN isn't interested in being just. They're interested in being fair. Oh, Lord. Oh, wait a minute. There is one other interesting thing about Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. This is very interesting. One might ask, where is the weaponry and money to gage war against the Israelis? Where's the assets coming from? Well, you know, one of the main sources of cash coming into Hamas is from the nation of Qatar. They seem to think, yeah, getting rid of these Jews would be a good idea. And so they're funding the war against Israel. And they're interfering. They are meddling. And so when the Secretary General flies into the area with the distinct desire to be fair, okay, the Secretary General of the United Nations is coming in to be fair. And he is coming in to make sure that the violence on both sides, he wants to represent both sides. Everybody needs to be respected. When he flies in and his trip is paid for by the nation of Qatar, it causes me to stop and think a little bit. Really? You're coming in as supposedly an authority, and you want to resolve this conflict, and you want to make sure that everything is done fairly, but your hand is in the pocket of the same group of people that are funding Hamas and their terrorist activities that started all this. That seems odd. Does it seem odd to you? It seems very, very odd to me. I'm confused by that. All right. I'm sorry to have gone on so long. Let's take a phone call. Devin in Anston. Are you still there? Did you hang on while I was flapping my gums? What can we do for you? Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the coronal mass ejections. If one of them hit the Earth, it would just knock out the entire power grid, like you said.
Right.
However, it could be easily insulated. How come our government is not insulating it? Because if the power grid is knocked out, there's going to be mass chaos. That's how I can put it.
Yes. Here's an interesting aspect. It seems that our power grid, lots of attention has been brought, saying that it is not only is vulnerable to solar flares and solar storms, etc., but also to attack from outside of our outside the of our borders. One thing I found very interesting, and I don't remember how I found this, but I was doing some reading about the architecture and buildings in New York City. And a very interesting aspect I found is that there is a building in New York that is a Verizon building, and it has no windows. None. It is several stories tall. I believe it's 20 stories, maybe 30 stories tall. And it has no windows. And the reason is because this building houses a lot of the data transfer equipment and a lot of data for Verizon, and it is impervious to an electromagnetic pulse. Meaning, nuclear device can go off, it will shut down everything else, but all the equipment inside that Verizon building keeps right on humming. So there's an example for you, Devin. The government, no, we can't do anything like that. Private enterprise, oh yeah, we're going to take care of business. We got this. Don't worry about it. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. I know I'm early, okay? And I apologize if this is aggravating, but let me take another break now. Because when I come back, I know we've had some fun and we've talked about some interesting things. There's a case here in Wausau that is really, really got me ticked off. And I want to talk to you about an event in Darby, Pennsylvania, that gun control advocates not going to like. We'll be right back. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader.
I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed.
The Jerry Bader Show.